Topic 11. International Relationships. Listening.
This is a map of the North-South Divide.
I can see that the map is divided in two, but what does it mean?
It shows the economic gap between developed countries and developing countries in the 1960s.
I've heard about that. It was a direct result of the Industrial Revolution, wasn't it?
Yes, but historically one of the original causes could go back to the colonization period by big European powers, which started in the 1860s.
Wow! So when we think about developing or poor countries, we have to think about historical causes too.
That's right. In any case, why do you think that we should help other countries?
Well, because it's just the right thing to do as a human being.
Right. Think about what happened when the big earthquake hit Japan and triggered a tsunami in March of 2011.
That's true. Almost all of the countries in the United Nations and other international organizations supported us by sending some words of sympathy, people, goods, and money to Japan.
Yes. If other countries had the same experience, we would do the same. It is a matter of course from a humanitarian point of view.
Along the same lines, do you know about the idea of noblesse oblige?
No, I don't. What is it?
It is the idea that rich people or blessed people have a responsibility to help the less fortunate. Japan is still a big economic country, so we have to help other poor or developing countries.
Foreign aid. Why should we have to help other countries? After the war in Afghanistan, the Japanese government announced it would contribute about $3 billion to Afghanistan. Although some people might feel this money should be used to support our pension system, foreign aid is also important. Japan is one of the world's economic superpowers, and foreign aid is one way that Japan can contribute to the world. Japan could not enjoy economic success without natural resources and food imports from other countries. For example, 99% of our oil is imported from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Iran, while 95% of our natural gas is from Indonesia and Malaysia. Our food self-sufficiency rate is also only about 40%. With 60% of cacao imports coming from Ghana, 50% of chicken from Thailand, and 50% of shrimp from Vietnam, Indonesia, and Thailand. If these countries became politically or economically unstable, our lives would also be affected. Japan also has an obligation to the world. After losing World War II, we received large amounts of money and goods through the Official Development Assistance, ODA, and this helped our economy recover. The Tokaido Bullet Train, Tomei Expressways, and the Kurobe Power Plant were all made possible with money borrowed from the World Bank, showing that Japan's current economic success is a direct result of assistance from other countries.
The United Nations, how can they stop brutal massacres? Mediators and peacemakers are needed in the world. The UN Security Council has played this role in areas with repeated inhumane massacres in Sierra Leone, Liberia, Rwanda, and other countries. Though military intervention is difficult, the contribution of the UN Security Council has protected millions of people from war and other problems, such as starvation and diseases. However, the UN does have some difficulty in taking action quickly. One reason is that the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China, which are the permanent member countries of the Security Council, have the power to veto or say no to any decisions the UN wants to take. Therefore, it is difficult for the UN to take quick, decisive actions, and this can have negative effects. One example of this was in 1999, when Serbia was bombed by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization because the UNSC could not take action due to a Russian veto. Another difficulty is keeping political neutrality when the UN's peacekeeping forces are given the power to take military action. In Somalia, while on a mission to monitor a ceasefire, take humanitarian actions, and secure food and goods supplies, the SC created US-led multinational forces. Yet, about 150 people in these forces became targets of conflicting groups and were killed. Peacekeeping operations, PKO missions, have expanded from providing humanitarian assistance to taking military and punitive actions, making it difficult for all member countries to reach an agreement.